Well, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're just hustling here because they're actually recording the show while they're doing the pledge drive here at Northwest Public Radio during Morning Edition. And by the time this show airs, that pledge drive would have been completed by about a week. I want to thank all of you who pledged in support of acoustic and folk music here at Northwest Public Radio. If you hopefully expressed appreciation for it when you pledged, you know, you can pledge all year round if you want. And they have ways of doing all the calculating so that, you know, you get your renewal notices and all that year after you pledged and all these kinds of things. So, you know, you can still do that. You can go to the website. You can go online. It's always up there. Or you can call Northwest Public Radio. I think it's, I can never remember the number. But anyway, you can call them or whatever and pledge all year round. But those of you who did pledge and you said, hey, I listen to Inland Folk and I like it, or I listen to Inland Folk and I don't like it, but it's the only folk I got, so I gotta like it. Anyway, the point is if you pledged because of that, really, really, really appreciate it. Alrighty. Early Martin Carthy from the late 60s, live in Belfast. Martin Carthy, the great guitarist and singer who was so influential in the English folk revival for so many, still is, actually, Martin Carthy.
Ready now. sing you this, which is something I was saying last night. Never mind. There. But it's a thing called Willie's Lady, which is a song I'm a bit fond of. Oh, sorry, that's good.
Sickness, will she ever be free? But she will die, and she will turn to clay, and you will wed with another maid. And sighing says this weary man has back to his own true love, he's gone again. I wish my life was at an end. My true love has this fine golden girdle set with jewels all about the middle. But every part of this girdle's hem, there's hanging 50 silver bells and 10. There's hanging 50 bells and 10. This goodly gift shall be your own. If back to my own true love you'll turn again, that she might bear a baby son. Of her child she'll never lie to be, nor from sickness will she e'er be free. But she will die, and she will turn to clay, and you will wed with another maid. And sighing says this weary man has back to his own true love, he's gone again. I wish my life was at an end. Told King Willie of a plan, how she might bear a baby son. She says you must go get you down to the marketplace. You must buy you a loaf of wax, and you must shape it as a babe who needs a nurse, and you must make two eyes of glass. Ask your mother to a christening day, and you must stand there close as you can be, that you might hear what she do say. King Willie, he has done him down to the marketplace. He has bought him a loaf of wax, and he has shaped it as a babe who needs a nurse, and he has made two eyes of glass. He asked his mother to a christening day, and he did stand there close as he could be, and he did hear what she did say. For how she stormed and how she swore, she spied the babe when a babe could be before, spied the babe when none could be before. She says, who was it who undid the nine witch knots woven in amongst this lady's locks? And who was it who took out the cones of care, braided in amongst this lady's hair? And who was it slew the master kid, that ran and slept all beneath this lady's bed, ran and slept all beneath her bed? And who was it unlaced her left shoe, and who was it who has let her lighter be, that she might bear her baby boy? And it was Willie who undid the nine witch knots woven in amongst this lady's locks. And it was Willie who took out the cones of care, braided in amongst this lady's hair. And it was Willie the master kid did slay, and it was Willie who unlaced her left foot shoe, and he has let her lighter be. And she has borne her a baby son, and great are the blessings that be them upon, great are the blessings them upon. Thank you.
Ooh, that was stunning, wasn't it? Henneke Cassels from her album Trip to Walden Pond. It's her last album. She has quite a few albums out, actually. She's from Oregon, and she's doing a bunch of concerts in May. She's going to be in Centralia at the 9th Bethel, downtown Centralia, 9th Bethel. That's all it says here, Centralia. That's on May the 9th, and then she's at the Celtic, the Littlefield Celtic Center there in Mount Vernon, and that's on the 10th. And then she goes to Eugene, and Eugene listeners don't hear our show, so that's okay. So then on the 12th, she's going to be in Pendleton, however, at the Pendleton Arts Center. And all these, I think, are 7 o'clock concerts. And then finally, she's going to be at the Finney Center concert area there in Seattle. Oh, my goodness, that last track was amazing. Oh, she is pretty stunning. She does a lot of cool stuff. And you know, some of her albums, the production, I'm not sure. A lot of reverb that I'm not sure is totally necessary. They could pull back on the reverb a little bit. But this band she's got with her, these are all Berklee School of Music graduates, and cello and guitar. It's kind of a trio, actually, and then she's got a couple of guests as well. It's a wonderful little album, and she's pretty good when she's live. She puts out a ton of energy, and she does it right, Henneke Cassels. We also heard Martin Carthy, William and Nancy, and Willie's Lady, and that's how that goes. And now we go to Mark Pearson, who used to be with the Brothers Four. I don't even know if Mark Pearson's still alive. But he used to be with the Brothers Four. He joined in 69 when Mike Kirkland left. And he was with the Brothers Four for a lot of years. And this is his solo album, his last solo album, all about his journey and all about his musical forays and everything he's done in song. Some of it he's written, and other things are the classics that he sang with the Brothers Four. It's pretty cool, actually. Mark Pearson.
Thought life would come with answers I would find along the way. Felt I'd surely know the questions, at least by a certain age. Believed maybe by this time I might even know the truth. When I was young and the soul guitar was new, sure that life would be much simpler than it has turned out to be. Never dreaming it would be so hard to trust or to believe. Never thought there'd be so much to learn or to get through. When I was young and the soul guitar was new, this whole guitar and I were both glad to have reached this stage. We have both been nicked and scratched and surely show our age. Still somehow inside ourselves we both have found a song. Discovering in the music how we both belong. I never thought that I could know such joy or such delight, or that I could find such depth or passion in my life. I didn't think that I could love someone like I love you. When I was young and the soul guitar was new, I didn't think that I could love someone like I love you. When I was young and the soul guitar was new. O power that we may hold now, that makes this life worthwhile. It's not revenge, O many loves, and glory never is enough. For in the end all turns to dust after all of those miles. Our journey is to find ourselves, to share and care and love as well. Be witness for somebody else, and in the end to know the depth of our determination, the extent of our dedication, the place we seek our inspiration, our true and honest goals. The reason we fight to believe, the way we set our demons free, the place where we will not retreat, though we must stand alone. What we are counted on to do, the limits of our courage too, what we have found to be the truth on the road that leads us home. What we are counted on to do, the limits of our courage too, what we have found to be the truth on the road that leads us home.
Like a hole. keeping what knows ahead of sorrow. Just keeping your head above alone.
Soft snow beard, maybe a stash crooked and weird, maybe I'll keep myself warm in beer, or maybe I'll carry a cane, wear an old-fashioned pink carnation, or dream on the sweet scotch intoxication, but I'm gonna be an old man, that's all I've really got planned, back on the top of my list, wrote it on the back of my wrist, all I really know is when I really grow up, I'll be an old man. Maybe I'll rock away in some cabin, rent a flat and play golf in New Haven. Maybe I'll get some tools for a gardener, collect tin foil and string. Lose my mind, go blind, or just turn gray, and like my song kinda fade away. But I'm gonna be an old man, that's all I've really got planned. I'm back on the top of my list, wrote it on the back of my wrist. All I really know is when I really grow up, be an old man. And I'm gonna be an old man. That's all I really got planned. I'm back on the top of my list, wrote it on the back of my wrist. All I really know is when I really grow up, be an old man.
When I grow up, I'm going to be an old man. Mark Pearson. And he will. And he probably is by now. Yes, indeed. Susan Levine before that, Thousand Open Doors, and Hanneke Kassell's, oh my gosh, Trip to Sofia, and Antipolis, and I can't think of the name of the first cut in that set. But you can find out by asking her. You can go to Centralia on May the 9th and see her at 9 Bethel downtown. You can go see her there in Centralia. You can go see her at the Littlefield Celtic Center there in Mount Vernon. And you can see her in Pendleton at the Pendleton Arts Center and in Seattle. All this is like on May 9th, 10th, 12th, and 13th. Seattle at the Finney Concert Center. Hanneke Kassell's there. I think that place in Mount Vernon is called the Littlefield, Littleton, Little Celtic Littlefield or something, or the Celtic Foundation and the Littlefield Center, something like that. She's doing it for the Celtic Foundation at the Littlefield Town Center, I believe. Anyway, in Mount Vernon, you probably know where it is. Alrighty? We'll talk about her next week as well. She's an Oregonian, you know. Alrighty. Well, he's grown up to be an old man, Mark. Let's listen to the Waifs, Australia's Waifs. They opened for Dylan for quite a few years. They did, the Waifs. Thank you.
driving up and down my street. I can tell they're not like me. So I'll be holding down that horn, blasting a big long one. Man, it walks so lonely, scratches at my door.
The Waifs from Australia. They're a trio, and they've been around for a long time. Now, I don't know if they're still together, the Waifs, but they're kind of an alternative folk rock group. Their stuff is actually, they're nice people. They're really cool people, but the material is pretty oppressive and pretty heavy, most of it. We're going to play one more from these guys, the Waifs. Check it out. Let's go like this.
Stars shine so bright, I wanna stay right here. I don't wanna go inside, I wanna stay right here, breathing in cool night air. Forget about all that's going on in there, cause on a night like this, baby, I am yours, you are mine. And like these days, baby, we get a lot of time to just sit outside on the stars so bright, listen to each other on a beautiful since the day that I met you. Solid like a mountain, you speak nothing but the truth. And in one conversation, you did turn my life around. I was lonely, I was lost, and I was looking for some high ground. Now just look at us here, deep in laundry and toys and early nights and everything to please our little boys. Never questioning what we was doing was right. We laid down our future on that beautiful
The Waves rocking and rolling a little bit. A Beautiful Night had kind of a 50s feel to it, didn't it? So you can have a beautiful, beautiful night, and then the very next day you can have a jamma day. You can have a jamma day and hang out with Peter Mayer and all of his folks, and they're having a jamma day. Jamma. It's got a little reggae feel to it from Peter Mayer. And this is actually a good little song. And a jamma day. Alrighty, here we go.
Sleep till afternoon, make some chocolate chip pancakes, wake up with Einstein's hairdo, let it stay that way all day. You can be an unclean slob, skip the shower, skip the shave, as if you don't have a job, not even a resume. On jamma day,
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 on jamma day.
Eat food without inhibitions, have an extra piece of cake. Pajamas have no restrictions thanks to the elastic waist. Save the town from the outlaws on the reruns of Gunsmoke. With remote controls you draw from the pockets of your home. On jamma day,
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 on jamma day.
Wear your Scooby-Doo pants and sponge.
questions about your mental state. Helps to keep unwanted guests away. Read a book by Dr. Seuss. Play canasta, play ping pong. Make a list of things to do, then do none of them at all. On Jamma Day,
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 on a Jamma Day,
on Jamma Day,
on a Jamma Day.
Nobody knows I'm famous, so I have to go around and say it. When I'm in public, I cover up my face with my hands, so people don't realize that they don't know who I am. I sent a picture to the paparazzi, a nice 8x10 glossy of me, and directions that show how to get to my home, along with a note that says, please stalk me. Nobody knows I'm famous. I put an ad in the singles column. It says supermodel wanted. I'm a famous white male, but no one knows that it's true. I think it might be more convincing if I'm married to you. I wrote a book that says I'm something, and I hand copies out for nothing. And if you won't take me up, I say I'll throw in a buck and make it $2 if you ask me to sign it. Nobody knows I'm famous. No one knows that everybody's talking all about me, unless they're just pretending out of jealousy and envy. I use the utmost of discretion to attract lots of attention, but elude the recognition I deserve. Oh, I got big time tinted windows on my jet black Geo Metro. I got my own bodyguard, but he gets bored a lot, so I hired a fanatic that he has to fight off. So if you see me take a picture, point at me and whisper, I'm the Hollywood type, born for the limelight. I'm having a tough time creating a buzz because nobody knows I'm famous. Nobody knows I'm famous. Nobody knows I'm famous. No one knows, nobody knows.
Nobody knows he's famous. Peter Mayer, he's very famous in certain circles. He's a great songwriter, is Peter Mayer. He's got about 10 albums out, and he shows up in this neck of the woods. He always plays the old the Traditions Cafe there in Olympia, Peter Mayer does. And he's pretty amazing. I hunted him up on email, and I said, send me some albums, and he sent me 8 of them. And he's got a following, Peter Mayer. All righty, well, and we're just about ready to head on down out of this hour, and we'll head into the next hour. We still have an hour left. Yes, we do, of Inland Folk. And there's going to be a calendar. We've got all kinds of things going on, lots of cool stuff happening. And we'll talk about all that cool stuff As the weather gets warmer, we start to gear up towards all the festivals, and the festivals are going to start happening pretty quick here, starting with the Renaissance Fair in Moscow, the East City Park there. We'll talk all about festivals, because they're going to kick into gear. They are. We'll talk about the Inland Folk 35th Anniversary Concert. We'll talk all about that. But right now we're going to talk about assistant producer Eunjung Shin, because that's what she is. She's the assistant producer. And she really did assist in this program, actually. Had to go hunt up some CDs for me at the record store. Yes, indeed. If you want to email me, you email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, and I will get back to you, I promise. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. I want to thank all of you who pledged, both stations, both public radio stations, pledged to help keep the folk programming going here on Northwest Public Radio and Spokane Public Radio. Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. Inland Folk's a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hold your horses, because we are coming back. Hang on, because we're coming back.